Okay, since we already destroyed the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel Studios, and anybody who's ever touched a Marvel movie, basically, I think it's important that we not talk about DC films. But I'm actually going to focus our discussions to just the newly created, newly like a couple of months ago, DC films. Portion of Warner Brothers. So here's the one part that scares me, but the one part that I'm actually very hopeful for. What scares me? What scares me is that it's still under Warner Brothers. So they don't have like all the control that they would like. I know that that's what everybody says that should happen. Get rid of Warner Brothers, make your own studios like Marvel, and whatnot. But the truth is that, like we've said in our previous episodes, just because Marvel Studios exists doesn't mean that they've actually made anything with quality. But it's still annoying that there is, you know, an overlord. There's a big brother casting his shadow over whatever DC Films wants to do. However, on a truly positive side, I do like the fact that Geoff Johns is involved because he's a comic book writer, comic book lover, and he's done a pretty good job with The Flash and The Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow in his what he's doing with it, and he's already like jumped on board. He didn't really have a lot to do with Suicide Squad. He had, I mean, at most he might have given his maybe thoughts, but he was just coming in when it was pretty much on post-production, so nothing he can really do. Like anything that comes out starting soon, he's gonna have some say into it. So we do know that they wrapped Justice League, the filming, so they're in obviously the post-production, but now he's there, right? So he's there, he's checking things out, he's co-writing the Batman movie with Ben Affleck. You know, say what you like about what Ben Affleck has been through in his filming career, he was a really good Batman, he was a really good Bruce Wayne. He actually did a damn good job. I actually like him better than Christian Bale. Christian Bale always seemed like what was wrong with that voice? But he did seem more like a James Bondy kind of Batman than actually Batman. And if you read the comic books, Ben Affleck's Batman is like the DC comic books Batman. But we also know he's a great writer. I mean, he's done great movies of profound influence in our generation. And he's done some shitty ones too, but hey, everybody's done that. Kevin Smith's done great movies and horrible movies as well. So we know that everybody goes up and down. That's the true nature of life. But I'm glad that Geoff Johns is involved because he's gonna be around. And you know, Man of Steel's probably gonna come out in 2019. I don't know what's gonna happen. I've already expressed my concern about Cyborg. Having his own film, but you know, I'm super excited about seeing the Wonder Woman movie, the Flash movie, the Aquaman movie. Those are gonna be good. For those of you who do not know, I am an Aquaman fan, primarily because since I read the comic books, I actually read the comic books. He is nowhere near what people say he is. In fact, in the latest comic books, he is by far the second most powerful out of all of them, of all the superheroes, and the only one that even Superman says, like, you know, I know I need to have like your blessing before I do anything, or I need to at least tell you to back off. Oh, because I know you're that powerful, you're that strong, you're that smart, and you have that much like control, you know, King of the Seven Seas and all. But you know, I'm I'm hesitant, excited, a little bit of a mixture for DC films. I'm glad that they realized that they had to do something separate, that it wasn't just going to be like people talking about a regular movie, because a comic book movie is not a regular movie. A comic book movie is based out of something. And just like anybody who's ever read a book and then seen the movie and gotten upset because they've changed the plot or changed the characters, that happens, you know. Us geeks are very annoying and very loud. And most of the times we are, I'd say, overpowered by fandom of eye candy, you know? But I don't know, what are your thoughts about DC films?
Dude, you have no idea how excited I am that you brought this subject up. Mainly because I talk about it a lot. But the reason I talk about it a lot is because there are so many ways to look at it. I mean, you can look at it from the point of view that DC is compared to Marvel, and then you argue that. Or you can say DC now, the new DC Cinematic Universe, versus their old material, their old work. And when I say old, I don't mean like ancient old. It could be Batman, Nolan's Batman, or it could be what came before that. Or you can compare it to Superman Returns or Superman, the Christopher Reeves movies. And even then, you can divide them up in between the other one. Well, but you don't want to go that far. I'm just saying that you could do an analysis of the whole cinematic universe on so many levels. And just in between the movies that are already out from the DC universe, they're all a different type of movie. And we could go on for hours in each one of them. But as a whole, there's one thing that I always notice is that people refer to Marvel movies as Marvel movies versus DC movies. DC movies are called DC films. There's a reason for that. I mean, we may not be happy with the story. We might not be happy with the casting. We might not be happy with the way things are going, with the editing, with Zack Snyder's involvement. Anything, you can mention a whole bunch of stuff that we're not happy with, but they look like films. It's they're gritty. They seem like they're not that they seem, they are well shot, and they have a certain gravitas to them somehow, at least in the filmmaking aspect of it. It's like they're taking it really seriously. If they could manage to take that seriousness and combine it with actually good quality storytelling and writing, then they would definitely be, they wouldn't be one step behind Marvel. They would just be ahead. So that's just something I always argue. It's like they're films. They're well made in that sense. I mean, as much as I hated Batman versus Superman, it's beautifully shot. And I know Snyder has a lot to do with it. But then you have what David Ayer did with Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is I've seen it twice. First time, I hated it. Second time, I actually enjoyed it. I saw it for what it was. It was a fun summer flick. And I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. But it was well shot, and it was. And I know that doesn't make a movie, but it definitely enhances a movie. So that's my first thought on all this. Now, one thing I do wanna, I do see is that higher ups, the suits and the company seem to be getting very involved in marketing, and they want to sell toys, which has always been the problem with the involvement with DC and Warner Brothers. I mean, Warner Brothers has always been oriented into selling toys since back in the day with when they were just doing cartoons, like the Batman cinematic, I'm sorry, the Batman animated series. It's a great series, but you could tell they would just put in little things in there so they can sell toys. So marketing is such a big deal when it comes to the Warner Brothers culture that you can tell that they're just messing it up. But then on the other hand, you see how they're not being involved so much. Maybe they're not so involved when it comes to the TV side of things, the Flash, the Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, Supergirl, and I think there's a new series coming up. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a Greg Berlanti series. It's not going to be on the on CW again. I'm rambling, but my point is, you see how they're not involved, and those shows are solid, good. I mean, they're my favorite thing on TV right now. Some of them are better than others. That could be a whole other subject, sure. But The Flash is a flawless show, in my opinion, and people love it so much that we'd love for it to be combined with the movies. Like, it would be one whole big universe. I'm not one of those people. I actually believe Ezra Miller, in the little clip that we saw in the Justice League, he knocked it out of the park. It was just perfect. Bart Allen, even if it's not, it doesn't look like him, it felt like him, like kind of, I don't know, geeky, insecure, where versus the TV Flash, Greg Gustin is more confident in himself, and I don't know. That's I love the fact that they're not in the same universe. But again, I'm rambling. I just want to say that it seems that when the other cat, when the higher ups are not really involved, when the studio heads just let the creators roll, it seems like they can do a good job, and that's what they should do with the movies. Now, still, what's been going on until now, there is one thing that I don't agree with you. I can't be excited. Not anymore. I mean, they've given us so many letdowns to this point that I saw the Justice League trailer, and I actually saw it and thought, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be great. And then I remember how I said the same thing about Suicide Squad, said the same thing about Batman versus Superman. Oh, and by the way, you said it started a couple of months ago. Remember they did Man of Steel about 2 years ago, and that was shit. So what I'm saying is that they seem to be course correcting, sure, but that's what it is. It's like, oh my God, they think it's too dark. Let's make it less dark. Or they want us to, I don't know, whatever geeks are mad about, they're just gonna go ahead and try to make it better. Sure, listen to us, but have a plan for God's sakes, not just say, okay, let's tweak it a little bit just to see if people are going to like it and buy our toys. No, just put some effort into it. Get somebody involved. Maybe Geoff Johns is going to be the man, hopefully. But get somebody involved that's going to have a plan, that's going to stick with it, and somebody actually knows what we want beforehand, not just correct it afterwards. So you did mention about Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck was the biggest surprise on the whole movie, and the best thing about Batman versus Superman. And there is one thing about Batman in general, when it's been portrayed in the movies, is that nobody really plays Batman. Everybody needs to play Bruce Wayne. That's the character. Batman is a guy in a suit that's kicking ass. Fine, you can get anybody with semi-decent muscles to play that part. Now, that's not the point of Batman. Once you get him playing Bruce Wayne and being a little ditzy, like he was in the like Ben Affleck was when he was in Lex Luthor's house, and he meets up with Mercy Gray. And, is it Mercy Gray? No, it's not Mercy Gray. It's a Mercy. What's her name? Mercy. Well, you'll probably remember and correct me later on. Well, when he talks to Mercy, he's kind of like, "Hey, I like your shoes." You know, kind of ditzy, kind of like I'm a millionaire. You know, not. No idea how I got to be a millionaire, just I inherited the money and stuff. That is Bruce Wayne. That's what needs to be done. Now, it was never done in the Nolan movies. You're completely right. It was horrible character. The Nolan movies were saved because the movies are, well, like I said before, films. Really good films with twists and turns, and they were just, well, you don't need to go into that because it's a whole different subject on its own. So I basically agree with almost everything you said. Now, the only thing I don't is that I'm not that excited about it. I will concede one thing. We've been arguing about it for years, and I felt it was a bit of a dick you threw in there when you said, like, I read the comics. It's the Aquaman argument we've been having for years. Okay, You're right. I don't read the Aquaman comics, so I have no basis to know if the character has developed into something interesting. My point of reference, and I'm embarrassed to say, is the old Super Friends cartoons, where he just stayed in the headquarters, waited for the general to call, and if something happened in the water, he would just send his fish over and the whale, which, again, I don't get how he communicates to whales, them being mammals. I'm not sure how it works. I thought it was just like, you know, king of the fish or whatever. Well, I don't know. But I'll concede that point. You're right. I've never read the comic books when it comes to Aquaman. So maybe he is good. Maybe I'll come up in a podcast later on and let you know how good I think it is if I ever get around to reading it. I think I covered most of what you talked about. So I'm going to leave it here for now, but I'm thinking of other things I'm going to say later on. So yeah, I'll make a list and we'll keep on talking about it.
Okay. So I am very glad that you agreed with me, because it wouldn't be such a much longer one. I want to also point out, B, that I found it quite funny that you apologize for rambling, even though the whole point of this is that we're two geeks rambling. But that's okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to split up my answer into three sections and then a bonus. Okay? I agree, honestly, with pretty much everything you said. But I want to point out a couple of things, because I'm a DC fan, and I guess that's a huge deal. I'm a DC fan and not a big Marvel fan. But there are some things that Marvel's doing right that I think DC could definitely copy. Let's go for the first part, which is the movies, or the films as you call them. I think that's the thing that's different, and I'm really, really hoping that Geoff Johns does that. Which is that up until now, there was no order, right? There was never a true north. They were just spewing out movies with DC in them. And the big difference is, you know, everybody knows the beginning of a Marvel movie. Everybody knows the comic book pages flipping, the big Marvel logo. Everybody knows Stan Lee is going to come out, and everybody's expecting an Easter egg cutscene after the credits. Like, they've got that stuff down. I mean, I know people who don't even like comic books, don't even like superheroes, and they're like, what was the last scene? What was the thing after the credits? What does that explain? Oh, but they have no idea. But that's what happens when you like build a routine and a structure that people just get accustomed to, right? So in our previous episode, we talked about the honest, true mess up that is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not nice. It's not good. It's kind of crappy. And it's almost the same thing with their TV version, because their Netflix stuff is cool, but their non-Netflix stuff is kind of all over the place. And I think that's where they differ. So going back to the movies, yeah, I mean, DC has never had a true north. They have never had somebody who just really sits down and says, this is what needs to be done. They all have to align to each other. They all have to make sense. They all have to follow a sort of timeline. It's always been a bunch of stuff put together. And again, you know, I'm a DC fan. I'm a big Superman fan myself. But when you think about it, Superman 1 was good. Superman 2 was decent, but not good. Superman 3 was terrible. Supergirl was horrible. But people are in love with Christopher Reeve, and I love Christopher Reeve. Like, I love Christopher. He's still, you know, the man who made us all believe we could fly, you know? But then jump ahead, go to Batman, right? I'm not even going into the big ones. So I'm not going to touch Superman Returns. I'm not going to touch Man of Steel, because we already know that those have been issues. They've had their problems. But go to Batman. Batman 1 was great. Batman 2 was awesome. Does anybody want to remember 3 and 4? Val Kilmer? George Clooney? People literally forget those existed. In their minds, it jumps straight to Christian Bale. But when you think about it, Christian Bale wasn't even a I don't even think he was a good Bruce Wayne, pulling on what you said. I didn't like how he acted. I didn't like his origin story. And I really didn't like the growling of Batman either. But I liked the rest of the film, because Nolan was a good storyteller. So the rest of the film was very well done, you know? And going back to the idea of, like, you know, nobody liked the idea of Ben Affleck as Batman. Nobody liked the idea of Heath Ledger as the Joker either. I don't know if anybody remembers, but all people could talk about is, how could that guy from, what was it? Oh my God. 10 Things I Hate About You? Is that the movie? Yeah. How could the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You and the Night movie, which are both actually pretty good movies, be the Joker? Oh my God. What's-his-face is gonna, like, Jack Nicholson is gonna hate it. Like, what does he think about it? And Heath Ledger was freaking amazing, you know? And same thing with Ben Affleck. So I think the movies are gonna be different, because now Warner Brothers has decided to make DC films a separate thing and have Geoff Johns in charge of them. So now there's at least a comic book lover, right? A comic book lover who's in the background saying, okay, if we're going to do this, we need to remember that this is going... I mean, okay, there's somebody there, and that's the difference. Before that, Warner Brothers was just another film studio. And they did the best they could. What did they do? They hired great directors who were at the top of their game, and are actually still at the top of their game. I mean, come on, after 300, after, you know, Usual Suspects and App Pupil, Jesus, I mean, X-Men, I mean, the guy... obviously can do honestly can do good films. But that doesn't mean, like, one thing that I used to hate is that they would say that they've never read the comics. They were hired to do these movies, and then they would have to read comic books. And it's not the same. It's not the same, because you don't have all the background knowledge. You don't have everything, like Easter eggs to throw in there. And that has been, like, the beauty of some Marvel movies, when they throw those little Easter eggs on there for people to catch on to stuff, you know? Like, remember that moment that, you know, Tony Stark takes Captain America's shield and uses it to prop something up? Everybody's like, ah! You know? Or when you randomly saw something that said Project X, you're like, oh my God, you're gonna bring Wolverine! Like, that's the stuff that means that there's somebody there throwing stuff... shout outs to the comic book fans. So I am actually hopeful, and I'll be honest, I wasn't hopeful for Batman for Superman Returns. I wasn't hopeful for Batman versus Superman. I wasn't hopeful for Man of Steel, and I wasn't hopeful for Suicide Squad, so much as to I haven't even seen the Suicide Squad yet. And the truth is, because I knew that they were going to adhere to a lot of things from the comics, but that they weren't under one umbrella that would make sense. Like, maybe now with the Justice League, it might make more sense. Because now they have to adhere to a timeline. Now they all have to relate. There's got to be some writers out there that you can't just change Batman's outfit or change their origin story. Now you're stuck. Like, you have these superheroes who all work together, and you've already introduced them. You can't change part of the story, okay? Then you said something that was true, which is about the TV universe. It's very different. I think the DC TV universe is well more prepared, organized, well written, and has the comic book fans in mind. Because Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow all make sense, all work well, and they've been smart about it. Supergirl was in another network, they pulled her into CW, you know, and now the four of them are together, and they cross over many times, and they talk about each other. You have to watch one without watching the others. Because you can't just say, like, well, I'm an Arrow fan, I'm just going to watch Arrow, I'm going to skip over Flash. Because... and then say, I'll just watch all of Arrow, and then I'll watch Flash. You can't do that. Because you could be... Oliver Queen could be talking to the people on his hideout, and there's a TV in the background talking about, like, and the Flash has disappeared. And you're like, well, there's a spoiler. So they're so well connected and so well written. And it's because there's one person, like, they're figuring things out. And that's the beauty of it. So, I mean, that's my thing about the TV universe of DC. It's well written. It's well done. They got everybody in one network. And it makes sense. Gotham, I have no idea what's at a separate network. And I have no idea why those rights are all spewing all over the place. But it's also a good show, so I have no idea how they did that, you know? Which is very different to Marvel, because Marvel's Netflix TV shows are beautiful. Their non-Netflix TV shows are okay, but I don't understand why they don't talk about each other, why they're not talking. They're all taking place at the same time. So, because I get, you know, Gotham is different. Gotham is happening years before. That's the only real reason why, you know, naturally you could say, there's no way they can be together. This was like decades before. And then going through the comics, you know, the thing about the comics about DC is that both DC and Marvel have gone through these, like, shakeups, right? The New 52, the Convergence, whatever you want to call it. They've gone back and forth. They've rebooted a bunch of their characters. They kill people off. They bring people back. They do it all the time. You know, people are like, I can't believe Superman died. Spider-Man died. Hello. You know, Wolverine just died. Like, a bunch of people die all the time. Johnny Storm died. There's, like, people dying all the time. The Fantastic Four doesn't even have the Four. It has Spider-Man. You know, and then Spider-Man dies. And then you have Doc Ock inside Spider-Man's body. I mean, they all do stupid things for the sake of selling stuff, you know? But I think the DC ones were good because they sat down and they rewrote everything. And not all of them are great because it was 52 characters. I think it was a little bit lofty of them to say, let me change all 52 of these characters, all these great characters, all these wonderful characters, and all these characters that nobody knows, you know? The Rebirth is really good. It's well written, and I like that they combine their stories. So if you read the Justice League, you have to read, to my annoyance, you know, Cyborg and Green Lanterns. Yes, plural, Lanterns, because Hal Jordan has his own, but Green Lanterns have a separate one. But then you have to read Wonder Woman, you have to read Superman, you have to read Batman, you have to read the Robins, you have to read, oh my god, the Titans and Red Robin and Aquaman. You got to read them all, and because it's the only way to really grab onto it. But that's smart, you know, pulling them all together. When I read The Death of Wolverine and they would talk about other issues, you didn't have to read those other issues. You could just read The Death of Wolverine and you were fine. It was okay. I tried to read the other issues. I'm like, this has nothing to do with what I'm reading. Like, why would I read this? It's like a complete side story. So those are my three topics. And here's my bonus. My bonus is Aquaman. And this is for everybody else out there because Forrest has not been listening to me forever. Aquaman is not the guy from the Super Friends. And that was a mistake that they've made. If you read any of the comics, Aquaman is the king of Atlantis, the king of the seven seas. He's the most powerful being on Earth that is actually a variation of a human being, which is different because obviously Superman is an alien. But they explain how the mermen, you know, Aquaman's people, the Atlanteans, are actually just a different version of humans, right? And that's why they look the same. He cannot talk to fish or animals. Of sea animals. He can command them and he can understand like distresses, like general feelings of it, but he can't talk to them. Like, it's not like, hey, Aquaman, how you doing? I'm pretty good. Like, no, that doesn't happen, but he can command them. The other thing is he could command anything that has to do with water, like tsunamis, typhoons. The man has created hurricanes, water tornadoes. In the comics, there's one part where he literally invades Earth, destroys most of Boston and New York. He is the most feared person on Earth, if you wouldn't believe that. And amongst the actual Justice League itself, he's the only one that they're all afraid of. He's the only one that they are don't know what to deal with because he's too powerful compared to all the other the rest of them. And he's the only one that Superman says, I need you to be on my side because having you against me literally means the earth is screwed. Like there's no way I can do what I need to do. Because although he has all that power, it's not like an inherited power. They all have pretty strong powers, all the Atlanteans, just that he has extra powers. I mean, his soon-to-be wife, Mara, also is super powerful. They can literally pull the water out of your body. They can get you dehydrated in 1 minute. They can kill you by literally pulling every ounce of liquids out of your body. And there are some actual comics where they can control the blood. So that almost means like they can control your body and make you move and do stuff like that. It's kind of freaky. But he's powerful. He's really cool. And you know what I like about him is that I think they tried so hard that they've done this now that he's not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. And there's nobody in the Justice League is a worse person than he is. He is the worst person in the Justice League. Because he's cocky, he's arrogant, he's powerful, and he knows it. He's there just because, you know, he wants to help people out. That's true. But he's like, hey, I got my people. Like, if you guys are screwing around, if you guys can't control yourself, I'm gonna go ahead and do my thing and just sit on my throne because I control the vast majority of planet Earth. And you leave me alone because I can literally wipe the whole human race off the face of this Earth. So because that was such a long one, I say we cut this one off because we'll probably have hundreds of other things to talk about. Please go ahead, you know, like our posts, retweet them, reshare them, spread them around. And honestly, I think at this point, what Forrest and I would like to have is anybody ask us a question. Ask us anything, you know. Ask us about comic books, anime. Ask us about TV shows, movies, books. I mean, you never know. We're both readers, we're both viewers, and we love certain things that maybe you do too. So follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Podomatic, and YouTube. Let us know. Geeks Ramble.
It's his mother's name.